Most of us, I think, are familiar with the Latin phrase e pluribus unum. It means e pluribus from many, unum one. It was the unofficial motto of the United States beginning in 1776 until 1956. And it was meant to reflect our origins as many came from all over the world to form one United States. What's also interesting is that the phrase contains 13 letters, and we began as 13 colonies. But the phrase wasn't invented by us at the Continental Congress in Philadelphia. Aristotle used a similar phrase in Greek in his writings about politics 400 years before Christ. And it's the gist of what St. Paul is saying in the second reading, "We, though many, are one body." We don't always feel like we're one as a country with so much polarization in politics, but we should be. We're the greatest country in the world, in my opinion. No other country has so many people trying to get in and so few people leaving. But we, as Catholic Christians, have a much greater union. And we specifically celebrated today on this solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. It's a unity not formed by a declaration of independence or a constitution, but one formed by Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God. Through the holy sacrifice offered on that altar, we become one with God and each other. Today I want to reflect on that through three words we use to describe the sacred body and blood of Jesus: Eucharist, Holy Communion, and Viaticum. The word Eucharist comes from a Greek word that Jesus used at the Last Supper. He took the chalice and he eucharistesas, he eucharistized. We'll hear it in the Eucharistic prayer today. With eyes raised to heaven, to you, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing. Eucharistize means to give thanks. And then he commanded his apostles to do this in memory of him. Now, the Jewish understanding of memory isn't the simple nostalgia for the past. It's an active spiritual practice that collapses time. When Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me," he was saying, "Make me present to you." And this is why we call our belief in the Eucharist the real presence. There are a lot of ways that we can do, a lot of things that we can do to give thanks to God. We can praise him in word and song. We can serve him in the least of our brothers. We can obey him by following his commandments. We can just say, "Thank you, God." But the celebration of the Holy Eucharist is the way that Jesus gave us to thank the Father. The Catechism tells us that the Eucharist is a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Father, a blessing by which the Church expresses her gratitude for God for all of his benefits, for all that has been accomplished through creation, redemption, and sanctification. But the Eucharist is more than just thanksgiving. It's also Holy Communion. Communion means with one. In the second reading we heard from 1 Corinthians, St. Paul tells us that the bread and the chalice are both a participation in the body and blood of Christ. And the Greek word he uses for participation is koinonia, and it means fellowship, sharing, and communion. We come into holy communion with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in this sacrament. And if that's not more than our minds can get around, there's more. The oldest teaching document of the Church, the oldest catechism, dating from the first century, is called the Didache. We've heard some of it if you've heard the hymn, "Father, we thank thee who has planted." And the verse that tells us what other communion happens at Mass is, "As grain once scattered on the hillside was in this broken bread made one, so from all lands the Church be gathered into the kingdom by thy Son." We come into Holy Communion with God and with each other at Mass. And I'm not just talking about with each other, everyone in this church, but each and every person in the world who shares in this sacrament. E pluribus unum, indeed. And from the many in the world, we are one body in Christ. Catechism also tells us that the Eucharist is the efficacious sign and sublime cause of that communion in the divine life and that unity of the people of God by which the church is kept in existence. So the Eucharist is a sign, but it's an efficacious sign. Saying that doesn't detract from it being the actual body and blood of Christ. It means it also points to something else. And that's reflected in what we call the Eucharist when we give it to the dying. The word is viaticum. The Latin word means with you on the way, the via. Jesus called himself the way, and early Christians call themselves followers of the way. Jesus is both with us in Holy Communion, and he is the way to heaven. Staying close to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, indeed, even in daily Mass attendance, is like keeping our car filled up with gas during hurricane season. We're ready to go. E pluribus unum. It's a good way to describe our United States in this 250th year of our independence. But true unity with God and each other can only be accomplished by God, and he does so in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which points our way to heaven. You know, E pluribus unum was only an unofficial motto of our country. We only got an official motto in 1956. The new and current motto reflects something greater, even something that we celebrate at Mass. In God we trust. Amen.